where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A new family physician in Sarnia is now accepting patients. As Stephanie Schaffs tells us, the physician marks the fourth recruit to Lambton County in 7 months.
Blue Coast Primary Care recently announced the recruitment of Dr. Emiloju Edelir Lukula. He is the 47th family physician brought to Sarnia Lambton by Blue Coast. Recruitment coordinator Carly Cox says it helps to fill a local gap, as Sarnia Lambton has an estimated 13,000 residents without a family physician. Blue Coast is funded by the City of Sarnia, Village of Point Edward, Lambton Shores, Enniskillen, and Warwick Township. Those interested in becoming a patient of Dr. Edelir Lukula can visit sarniamedicalgroup.ca. I'm Stephanie Schaffs.
Time is running out for high school students to update their immunization records. As of last Wednesday, Lambton Public Health was still waiting for updated records or proof of exemption from 313 students. Records can be updated online at getthevaccine.ca and through the Health Unit's Vaccine Call Center. If they're not, students will be suspended from school as of tomorrow. Lambton Shores is hoping to receive grant funding to move forward with plans to revitalize the downtown Forest Parkette. Council recently directed staff to apply for the My Main Street Community Activator Grant, which offers up to $250,000 to support community projects in Southern Ontario. Mayor Doug Cook says after working with SLEP and seeing concept designs, it'll be nice if they could move forward with the project.
We've been trying to get something revitalized in the downtown Forest Core for a number of years. And if we're successful in getting this grant, it will actually, create something that's very viable for the core.
Some of the proposed upgrades include a seating area, gardens and trees, and a stage for local performers. The cost would be upwards of $217,000. And the Ford Tories plan to extend a temporary tax cut at the pumps until the end of the year. The provincial government is introducing proposed legislation that, if passed, would extend the existing gas and fuel tax rate cuts until December 31, 2024. The tax cut, first introduced on July 1, 2022, is currently set to expire at the end of June. The cuts reduce the gas tax by 5.7% a liter and diesel by 5.3 cents a liter, from the current rate of 9 cents a liter. A mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, wind southeast 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, high 13. Increasing cloudiness tonight with chance of showers before morning, a low of 7. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.